In Sudan, about 2,000 demonstrators have been arrested in a recent wave of protests. About a dozen of these democracy campaigners are expected to go on trial next week. Some are facing terrorism charges that could mean a death sentence, including one American resident. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton has the story.
Some are calling it Sudan Summer, more than a year after the Arab Spring and the uprisings that swept across Tunisia, Egypt and Libya. Peaceful protests began with university students taking to the streets of the capital Khartoum in June to demonstrate against the government of President Omar Hassan al-Bashir and the high cost of living in Sudan. Others have joined them. Among the protesters was Rudwan Dawood. He's been working for a US-based NGO called Sudan Sunrise, building schools and rebuilding churches in South Sudan. Dawood, a Muslim from troubled Darfur, is also a member of the youth movement Girifna, which in Arabic means we're fed up. On the 3rd of July, Dawood was detained. His wife, Nancy Williams Dawood, speaking by phone from Oregon, said her husband traveled to Khartoum to visit his family.
And of course, Rudwan wanted to help Girifna in sending their message of peace and justice through nonviolent demonstrations. So he and other Girifna members had organized and led a peaceful protest on July 3rd. That's when I first heard that he had been arrested.
Williams Dawood said a dear friend called her up to let her know.
I later learned that they took Rudwan to a police station nearby, and they beat him so bad he was unconscious. They then took him to his home with armed men, and they arrested his father, an elderly man, and his brother. And all this time, Rudwan was in the car unconscious, and they ransacked the home. They stole their rent money and valuables, and even the earrings out of his sister's ears.
Dawood and others are facing several charges, including terrorism, which could be punishable by death. The Sudanese embassy in Washington declined to comment specifically about his case, but issued a statement saying some opportunists have capitalized on the protests to inspire chaos or smear Sudan's image. The State Department has condemned the crackdown and arrests by the Sudanese security forces. Amnesty International and New York-based Human Rights Watch have also weighed in. Human Rights Watch researcher Jahan Henry says the authorities are trying to discredit the opposition, including Dawood's group, Girifna.
Now fears that security forces have gone so far as to hack into the youth activists' Facebook and Skype and phones, and in one incident to actually call somebody to meet them somewhere, and that person was arrested.
Dawood's wife, Nancy, in Oregon, says she understands her husband's dedication and commitment to Sudan, but right now, she has just one wish.
We just keep praying that he'll be home soon, especially before our little baby girl, Sudan Nyala. I call her Nyli. He calls her Sudan. And I just want Rudwan here when she's born.
Their baby is due in September. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.